Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jacob Blanco blocks the shot in a four-goal game in the final second. That sums up the Bruins' effort.
What was the reaction when you were told you were starting game one?
About time. I was excited, and I think we both know that Leitis and I both could take the net at any time and help this team win. So we know that it's going to be an exciting series, and everyone on this team is going to pull their rope. So that's what we're looking forward to.
I think that is the line that still rings in my head after game one on Saturday night. Hey, what'd you think about getting the start there? In game one, Jeremy.
About time.
It's about time, he told Sportsnet in Canada. So that's different than what he said in the locker room after the game. You got a minute to cool down, think about how it was portrayed. This is right on the bench, right after the game. It's about time. And I agree. Thank God. You view this guy as a franchise goalie. He was an all-star this year. And I know, Allmark's won the Vezina. But he's your franchise goalie. He's a guy that you didn't try to trade at the deadline like you did with Allmark. It's his time. And so it should be his net. And in game one, he was spectacular. So what do they do tonight in game two? You can vote at Jones and Mego. Although Mego had to ditch out earlier. Bad batch of Mountain Dew. Could have been the code red that Scout was suggesting earlier today. But Mego had to leave way back in the 2 o'clock hour. I don't know if we have any reenactment of how that sounded when Mego left earlier today. But she had to leave Arcan with Jones here until 6.
Should we be worried that we haven't heard anything from Montgomery yet? That there's been no announcement? It's 4 o'clock.
They're not going to announce anything. What do you mean?
I just was thinking maybe by now they'd have been like, all right,
they didn't announce anything before game one.
Yeah, that's true.
You had to wait until the goalie came out.
Yeah.
That's
so
true.
You want to hear what Monty? I was going to play this coming up, but just this was the latest from Montgomery. And this was this morning after morning skate, before morning skate. I don't remember when.
Would you like to let us know what the goaltending plan is for you two?
It's funny you ask. You know, like,
he's like the Riddler.
I don't like keeping you guys in the dark. No. Do any of you play Wordle?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay,
you do?
The starting goalie tonight has two vowels in his first and last name.
Answer these riddles three, and you'll know who's the goalie. Like, shut up. Come on. The only reason I say that is because if they were just going with Swayman, I feel like they'd say that. If they were just going with the same guy again. The fact that they're making it mysterious leads me to think that there's going to be another surprise tonight.
Okay,
that's what I'm worried about.
I don't like that he says, I don't want to keep you guys in the dark, because that, to me, makes it sound collaborative.
Right.
Just like the Patriots are making their pick collaborative. And I think if Montgomery had his way, he's starting Swayman. I mean, he said after the game, it's going to be hard to go away from him in game two. I mean, so I think if it were up to Montgomery, and I would agree with Montgomery on this, he'd go to Swayman. So that is iffy. But he also said after the game that, you know, we wanted to see how Swayman responded to getting that first game. And I think that was for a reason. So to me, do you think we're going to see both goalies in this series? That's our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mego. Mego, before she left, by the way, said yes. She expects to see both goaltenders. 62% agree with her. 38% say no. We all did agree, though, and this was a weasel move by Mego before she ditched out. We all do agree that Swayman should start tonight in game two.
Yes.
And so I would hate the idea of a rotation because if you go to Allmark tonight, I mean, maybe he shuts down Toronto. Maybe the Bruins just match up well against Toronto. They have all year. Maybe he shuts it down and they'll look smart. But if they play Allmark and he looks human in a loss, I'm not even saying he gets his brains beaten in. That's self-evident. But he gives up three or four goals and they lose in a tight game as opposed to how Swayman looked in game one.
Right.
Now you've invited this problem. And you've made it a series because you decided to stick to your dumb goalie rotation that, yeah, I mean, I guess it worked for the Bruins all regular season. It's the regular season. Plenty of teams rotate their goalies in the regular season or play two. They may not take it to the level the Bruins do, but plenty of teams play multiple goalies all year. You have to,
yeah,
to get through 82 games.
A lot of the times it's like a third of the games, not half and half, but still it's a big presence for the backup. Yes.
You don't have to. I mean, the Bruins were basically doing it with Tuca at the end. You know, who were some of the guys they brought in? Hudobin.
Mm-hmm.
Who was prior to that? Like they basically,
Chad Johnson.
They basically were rotating goalies for Tuca. Tuca wasn't starting 50 games a year when he was here, but in the playoffs he started every game. And you know, I'm no Tuca supporter, but that's what they would do. That's what a lot of teams do.
Anton Hudobin, two vowels in the first. And
good point. He's been to the same amount of Cup finals as Tuca a lead goalie. I can tell you that about Hudobin.
Marty Turco, two vowels.
So when it comes to the Bruins, I would hate to think they just made this plan before the postseason, and they're now going with Allmark. My thought process all along was they kept alive the goalie rotation as an out if Swayman didn't look good in game one, or whoever they started in game one had an iffy day. Then it's easy to go to the next guy and not say he's outright benched. You can say, well, we were planning on doing the rotation all along. This is our plan all along. If your goalie in game one looks shaky. Now that he looked great, I'd lean in on starting Swayman in game one, but I'm surprised at the amount of pushback. We've gotten it all day long on the phones and on the text line. I'm surprised at the amount of pushback. Oh, it worked all year. Oh, you got to stick with it. They went away from it last year. That's why they lost. We've heard that all day long, and I'm shocked.
Yeah, I'm shocked by it, too. I'm shocked by the results of the poll, to be honest with you. I can't believe that many people watched Swayman yesterday or 2 days ago and are still like, yeah, but I still want to see Allmark. Like, that's stunning to me. Number one, because we've seen Allmark fail in the playoffs before. And number two, and this is a lesser point because, I mean, you'd have to put him in to even see this, but, like, what if Allmark goes out there and sucks? Then you're going to keep rotating him even after he gets blown out in the first game that he plays in. Like, you know, eventually, like, if he's bad, then you're not going to be able to rotate anyway. And it just sort of seems like you're giving games away. Like, why give a game away when you have a hot goalie right now?
Here's how I feel.
If Swayman cools off, then fine. You reassess and you take it on a game-by-game basis. I'm fine with doing that. I think that's the smart way to do it. I'd even give Swayman an addition. Like, if he goes out and has a bad game, too, I'd give him a game three to get back on track before I tried somebody else. I'd give him two more games. I think he earned that with that win, even if the next game's a bad one. But if he keeps playing well, don't touch him. Don't touch anybody. Just leave him out there and let him play.
So what do you guys think? 617-779-7937. You can jump in there on Jones and Arkin. No Mego today, at least after the first segment or so here on WEEI. I just don't believe in Allmark. I don't. I know he won a Vezina last year. While he was in the process of winning a Vezina, I said trade him. This isn't like a second guess by me. I wanted to sell high last year at the trade deadline. I wanted to trade him in the offseason. And maybe the Bruins tried to trade him in the offseason. They absolutely tried to trade him at the deadline this year. And he said no. And so I don't think they believe in him. I don't think they believe in Linus Allmark. I think they tried to move him for a reason because they could help their team around Swayman. They wanted to lean in on Swayman. He's the guy. I agree with him. It's about time he got a game one. It's about time he got to start a series as opposed to bringing him in when you're down 0-2 like a few years ago. What did he start last year? Game 6 or 7? I forget what he started against Florida.
Yeah.
But it was like it was a series at that point. You didn't let him get into the series. You didn't let him start the series. You didn't play from in front. You were on your heels. And so I don't believe in Allmark. I don't think they believe in Allmark. And if you don't believe in him, why do you commit to the rotation? I get that Swayman hasn't played back-to-back games in forever. No Bruins goalie. I got it. Has played in back-to-back games since February, right? Here's the stats again. Swayman and Allmark have alternated every game since the middle of February. The last Bruins goalie to make back-to-back starts was Swayman. He made 43 saves in a 4-3 shootout win over Dallas on February 19th. 2 days later, February 21st, I had my days wrong, 37 saves against Edmonton.
Swayman went into game four, and then he started game seven against Florida.
Yeah. So, like, it's too little too late. And, again, I know they won game one last year, and Allmark was great against Florida in game one, which I had forgotten about. I went back and looked, trust me. But it's nice to start on the right side of the series from in front. and play from in front as opposed to chasing it and then go into your backup goaltender.
Allmark also sucked in game two, which is something that could happen with Swayman here. And I think that's really what it's like. If Swayman keeps playing well, there's not going to be much to discuss, I don't think. There's still going to be people holding out for the rotation.
If he plays, Arkin.
But if he plays, I'm saying, if Swayman plays and he's good, then there's not going to be much to discuss. If he goes out there.
I don't think so.
And he has a tough game, or they lose, or they win, and he gives up five goals or something like that, then this is going to gain a lot more steam, and the other side's going to have a lot more ammunition. And I think that that's, you know, something you have to be ready for. But I'm just not expecting that. Swayman's dominated this team all year.
Yeah, and so that's a good reason, number one, just specifically the matchup.
The matchup, yeah.
Number two, if you're afraid and you want to avoid the second guessing, and this would not be a good reason for me to do it, but like from a PR standpoint, if the Bruins want to handle the blowback, the easiest thing to do is just play the hot hand. And you just go, well, you know what? Swayman was so good in game one, we had to give him another opportunity. If he's iffy in game two, now we're going to the rotation. We always said we play both goaltenders. It's very defensible to go to Allmark and, in a worst-case scenario, lose the game. In a best-case scenario, you just keep the rotation going and he plays great and all the rotation people can crawl out of the woodwork and take a victory lap. But I think there's way more downside to this. Ryan, you just pointed at yourself. Are you a rotation guy?
Yeah.
You want to start Allmark tonight?
I do.
Do you think he actually starts tonight?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because I think the idea that it has worked so far in the regular season for 2 years, by the way, you set a record last year doing this and you had a good season this year. I just think it takes a lot of the thinking out of it. And I think the idea from the Bruins is let's not force this until we absolutely have to. And the longer the rotation works, the longer they can go without having to give it a second thought. But regardless of whatever happens, if they start Swayman and he sucks, if they start Allmark and he sucks, the other side is going to go, see, you should have stuck, or see, you shouldn't have changed. So unfortunately, they're not really in a situation, they being the Bruins, where they're going to win, because they probably should have settled things down a month before and figured out that, Jeremy Swayman was going to be your guy going forward, and said they let this go all year.
Well, some of that is, you know, Allmark was a giant baby and wouldn't allow himself to be traded, which
I don't disagree with that.
Okay, but again, they didn't exactly send a strong message to Allmark. Like, if you want him to waive his no-trade clause in the future, then sit his ass down. That's another reason to sit him down.
Right.
And don't just keep playing him every other game.
The plan would have been Swayman. Yeah. It wasn't going to be Swayman and Bussy rotating. Yeah. It was going to be
hey,
Jeremy
Linus.
Swayman.
Linus, you sure you don't want to waive your no trade? Because you could go play and start for a playoff team. You're happy riding the bench? You're happy sitting the bench?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. Then sit the bench. Swayman's getting all the starts. Let's see if you want to waive your no trade in the future. And if we need you, we'll call you. But in the meantime, Swayman's our guy because we've tried you before. And here are your numbers in the postseason. You're 3-5. With a .354 goals against and an .888 save percentage.
Rough.
Those are your numbers in your career in the postseason. I, personally, don't need to see that again. I'm not guaranteeing Swayman goes on a deep run. I would just about guarantee they beat Toronto. But I'm not guaranteeing they go on some deep run and win a cup.
And real quick,
you have a way better chance doing it with Swayman than Allmark. I'm sorry.
I think Jim Montgomery agrees with a lot that's been said. I think, and if it was completely up to him, I think Jim Montgomery goes, oh yeah, Jeremy Swayman 100% is the guy that should be getting all of these starts. But what was really bizarre was when he was asked about it in postgame, and he's like, well, you know, we wanted to see how Jeremy handled this. That's not coach speak. That sounds like middle management speak at its worst. Like, I just don't think that's something that your coach is going to go out there with a straight face and go, we wanted to see how he affected it. Did he get a tummy ache? Was he excited? Was he miserable? No, I think they want to ultimately win the game. But if you got a bunch of people that are collaborating, there's that word again, I don't think that that is necessarily a Jim Montgomery decision alone.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. And what I will say is, the idea that they wanted to see how he handled it, how he responded to it, whatever the wording was.
That's a weird comment.
Well, I think that tells you that he could be getting game two. If I'm reading into the terminology, I think that tells you we want to see how he handles it, because if he handled game one well, he's getting game two.
Now let's see how he handles sitting down after having a really good game. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I think. We'll find out who's right tonight. But I want to see Swayman tonight. Arkan wants to see Swayman tonight. Ryan wants to see Allmark and thinks we will.
I think we will see Allmark.
All right, you can jump in. 617-779-7937. Along with our big question of the day, will we see both goalies in this series against Toronto? Arkham, with all the latest in trending, including a big trade in the NFL today, and we're right back with whether or not this Bruins team is capable of going on a run.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's next.
This is Jones and Mecca on WEEI.
Jake, for you, how good did it feel to kind of reset for the playoffs and then get started like this in game one?
DeBrusk, he shoots and scores! Jake DeBrusk with a multi-point game to give Boston a 3-0 lead!
You know, I think that obviously didn't like my season. It was pretty disappointing for myself. But at this point in time in the year, we have a chance to go for the ultimate goal, and that's all that really matters. And you know, I think it's one of those things where obviously it went well tonight. You know, it's exactly what I wanted to do in that sense. But, you know, playing against these guys before, I know it's going to be a long series, and that you got to keep that going. Obviously can't keep, can't keep production going the same way. But, you know, I think it's just a matter of playing the right way. And obviously reading off, you know, Marshy and CeCe, and definitely nice to capitalize, gets the confidence up. But this time of year is all about staying even keeled, to be honest with you.
Jake DeBrusk, big game, two goals and an assist. We've seen him carry them against Toronto before, Arcan.
It's true.
So I don't feel any differently about DeBrusk. I hope there aren't Bruins fans out there or Bruins media, which are all basically fans. Oh, see, this is why they don't trade DeBrusk. No, DeBrusk is in a contract push, and it's Toronto. I've seen him produce against Toronto. He was great in Game 7, 18, 19. I forget which run that was. But he had a great Game 7. I've seen it. I'm not going to give him too much credit for it. Good job. Big performance. In some ways, it was predictable. Some of us had a DeBrusk anytime in Game 1.
Nice.
Plus 290, I think. But in other ways, it's just I don't expect to lean on Jake DeBrusk on a deep cup run. I don't expect that. And so he's going to be hit or miss. He'll be invisible some games. He'll show up in others. The Toronto matchup is a good one for him, as we've seen in the past. I didn't like how invisible Pastrnak was in Game 1. I think he had a couple of shots on goal on the power play. I think he had one shot
Three shots.
No, one shot on goal, even strength.
Okay, right.
I think he had two on the power play. And I thought that line was largely invisible. And so it's a good thing they got more out of DeBrusk stepping up in that game. But, you know, to me, that's where I look at it and I say, I can't count on that, but I'll take it. Obviously, I'll take it after one game.
Yeah, definitely. Pastrnak, I think, assisted on the empty netter at the end, so, I mean, he did something. But, yeah, I didn't love what you saw from them. But I also did love what you saw from the fourth line. And just the fact that you saw all the lines kind of contributing something, that was really, to me, I expected this team to be able to go out and their best players to go toe-to-toe with Toronto's best players and win that way. I wasn't expecting, you know, Johnny Beecher to be flying around like that.
No, that first goal was nice.
That was great, and he was really an energy spark plug, I thought, the entire game. You know, the Toronto was out there trying to hit and trying to be physical, and I think that, you know, Pat Maroon was out there to answer that, which I also liked. Felt weird rooting for him, but, you know, it was an experience, and he had an assist on one of the goals, too. So I just, and seeing everybody contributing like that, I don't know. When Carlo scored that second goal, I thought, all right, they got this. Like, this game's over. They're going to win. I didn't feel like...
Two-goal lead's the most dangerous lead in hockey.
It is, but I just... I saw that, and I thought Samsonov didn't look great. I thought he was shaky from the very beginning, and I just thought they got this. They're going to win this game. They've got this series.
Yeah, you mentioned Maroon. Can I hear Montgomery after the game on Maroon? Because Maroon, for one game, was awesome. Like, he was out there. He's throwing his body around. He's throwing Toronto players over the bench. He's hitting guys left. He's hitting them early in the game. He's still hitting up four goals in the third period. Maroon was great in that game. Ryan's giving me a weird look. I don't know how sustainable that is, but he was great.
Maroon gets an assist on the first goal there. Then he follows up later in the period, puts the guy into your bench. What's your thought when that guy comes over the bench, and what's the effect on the team?
Well, it's a lot of emotion that comes our way, especially because the crowd gets into it. The play he makes, I mean, that's what he's good at, you know, is making subtle plays that build the team game. And what he's really good at is on the bench. What we've noticed is a lot like Nick Foligno, a lot of positive talk, a lot of reinforcement of what the game plan is. But he really grabs his line mates, you know, Boakvist and Beecher, and really positive reinforcement about what they're going to do the next shift, not what just happened.
Okay, so Ryan just said in my ear he does not think it's sustainable. It might not be. I mean, I don't know that Maroon's going to be, you know, stapling people to the boards left and right like he was.
I don't think that's really his fault, by the way, because if you're asking him, like, all right, Pat, you know, you've been basically inactive the entire time that you're here. But now that you're here, could you be a motivator for our young players? And could you make sure Ryan Reeves doesn't do anything crazy? And can you also give us like 14, 15 minutes off the bench? Thanks, pal.
Okay.
Like, I think that's, you're asking a lot of
He's not going to need to give you that much most nights. They were rolling four lines because they were up. And so they didn't have to lean on the Pastrnak line. So he's not going to play that many minutes.
He had 11, 28 last night.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play that many minutes, right? And so he might not even hit double digits in some of these games. But I thought that was a nothing trade when they made it, like nothing. And I thought the Edwards stuff with him in the past was humorous, but I thought that was a nothing trade when they made it. In retrospect, maybe we should give Don Sweeney more credit for some of these deadline moves, because he's been good at the deadline. And so I want to see that one through. Regardless, we're talking about a fourth line player who I did think brought energy, had the secondary assist on that first Beecher goal that we were just talking about, and gave a physical presence. He's won three cups. And so he's done it before. Can he do it again coming off his surgery? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. A lot of you want to talk goalie as well. Stephen Fall River on the rotation. Go ahead, Steve.
Steve.
Okay, he says he has a goalie rotation and draft thought.
I'm sure it was going to be great.
I hate the idea of the goalie rotation. I do. And so, you know, we get texts like this, 37937. Quit jeopardizing a Stanley Cup with a stupid goalie rotation. It's Swayman or bust. I agree. And, like, you say jeopardizing a Stanley Cup run? Like, how realistic is it they're going on a run? I don't know. I feel encouraged coming out of game one, but it's easy to feel good when they win 5-1 against a soft Toronto team. Maybe it's easy to overreact to that.
Yeah.
But I do think you're definitely not going on a run with the rotation. If you're going to go on a run, you're going to have a goalie who's hot, who's carrying you. I don't think you're going to go on a run by alternating guys.
I don't think so either. I think that's very, very ambitious to even start thinking that way, that both guys are going to stay hot all in the postseason when you have one guy who's not a good postseason performer and one guy who's very unproven. And we'll see what Swayman actually is. But I think that this worked out perfectly. If you're like me and you wanted them to lean on Swayman and sort of see how far he can take you, the whole draw you got and, you know, losing at the end of the season so that you get Toronto is perfect, because Swayman dominates Toronto. And if you want a hot goalie to get hot, this is the way to do it. You put him out there against the team that he's good against, that he has confidence against. He's feeling good. He's, you know, peacocking after the game, talking about time. Like, this is exactly how I wanted this to go. It really couldn't have gone much better. This is exactly what I wanted. I just hope they don't screw it up.
Yeah, and it's a good point. Like, he's confident. Now you're going to sit him down?
Right.
Why are you doing that when he has a good matchup against Toronto and you can build that confidence going forward? Let's say they win in five games and he plays great and he's a big factor in that. That momentum could continue to build against Florida.
Yes.
Who Allmark has no confidence against and should have no confidence against. A couple more texts here, 37937. Guys, Allmark played like crap last postseason because he had a significant injury. Let him cook. I didn't need that last line. But Arkan, you referenced the Allmark injury before. He was great in game one. So, like, he was hurt, in theory, the last game of the regular season, right? Or at least the last home game of the regular season. I forget if that was the last game as well. It's a while now off the top of my head. But Allmark was great in game one last year. So, like, I don't know. I don't blame the injury any more than I blame Tatum's game 7 performance for the injury. And even so, they should have sat him down earlier. If he was hurt, why'd they stick with him for so long?
Right. And if Swayman had an injury, I'd say the same thing about Swayman. I don't want some injured goalie going out there because, you know, that's what the boys want in the room. I want the healthy guy to go out there and play. And if it was Swayman that was injured, I'd say, all right, then, you know, bench him until he feels better and let Ullmark go out there. But it's not the case. They're both healthy. And if they're both healthy, tie goes to Swayman.
I'm all for keeping Swayman in net, another text at 37937. But do you think they have the stamina to keep playing back-to-back games after alternating all season long? They better. They should be so fresh. Like, the idea that, like, they can't handle it, they should be absurdly fresh. They just had a long break, you know, meaning, like, all season long, alternating games. No one's played back-to-back games since February. So for 2 months, you've been playing every other day. That's like playing every fourth or fifth day. For 2 months, you should be fresh. And on top of that, it goes game one on Saturday, game two tonight, game three Wednesday, long layoff going into game four on Saturday hockey night in Canada. And so I don't see any reason why you wouldn't be fresh for that. If they don't have the stamina, it's their own fault. You should have been building the goalies up. And they maybe tried to a little bit in February, and they got scared and they went away from it. They're not preparing their goalies for a cup run if they don't have the stamina for it. But, yeah, he should. How old is Swayman? 25?
Yeah.
How old is he?
Young. So like 25 or 26.
He doesn't have the stamina? How do other goalies do it?
I don't know.
Pretty much every goalie ever who's won a cup had to play every other night for 2 months. Pretty much every other goalie has done that. And not all of them played 60 games in the regular season.
See, I hear they stand on their heads, which should be good, so their legs don't get as tired.
That's a good point. Can I hear a little more Montgomery? Montgomery 3, if you don't mind, Ryan. This is Montgomery after game one. On his potential decision.
You think he's enjoying this real quick, by the way? Like,
yes.
He's going to get questions every single day. He is going to get questions about the goalie rotation.
Yeah.
You think Jim Montgomery's having a good time with this?
I think he likes it because ultimately he knows it's not his choice and he doesn't have to wear this. He's the public face of it, but ultimately it's goalie Bob and it's Cam Neely and it's Don Sweeney and it's probably Pasta and Marshy and everybody else.
I bet Patrice Bergeron has something to say about this.
Bergeron's still pulling the switches.
I don't know who our defensemen are next game, so I'm not going to tell you.
You kind of opened the door for me there. I was going to ask you in the goalie decision as the series goes forward.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you'll tell us, but is it based on in-game performance or is it the plan in your head and you're sticking with it? Anything you can share?
It's going to be hard to go away from Sway. You know, I mean, he played a terrific game. You win 5-1. But like we said, like, if we decide to go with Ullmark, we're comfortable with it and our team's comfortable with it, you know? I don't think it doesn't affect us in the room, whoever starts next game.
Okay, it should. I guarantee it does, by the way. People are going to second-guess that decision, just like all of us out here are going to second-guess it. You better believe they're second-guessing it in the room. Oh, we feel fine with it no matter what. You don't think there's some guys in the dressing room going, Swayman better get another game. Why are we going with Ullmark?
I'm not going to tell you.
You don't think there's anybody doing that? Or vice versa. You don't think there are guys who, if Swayman gets the start, they don't go, ooh, I thought we were doing the rotation. That's what we've been saying for months and months. Why are we going away from that?
Right.
I guarantee it affects them in the room. He doesn't want to admit it, but I guarantee it does.
Yeah, and that's why I think, you know, at some point you have to come out with a mission statement of some kind, or at the very least have everybody in the room understanding, all right, this is the way, this is where we're leaning, this is how it's going to go, we're going to go with Swayman, or we're going to go with whatever it is, you all know about it, but we're not going to tell the media and the fans and everybody until right before the game starts. And I don't know if that's the case right now. I don't know if they have written down somewhere exactly how this is going to go. If he plays well, we go to him. If this happens, we do this. I think it's sort of just based on feels and vibes and stuff like that right now.
Yeah. By the way, we have this text as well, 37937. Jones, you're funny. You read the text that back your Swayman desire. Not all of us want Swayman. Ullmark tonight. No. I've been reading plenty.
You're reading the Ullmark text.
I mean, we've got.
You're letting Ryan speak.
We've gotten way more Ullmark and goalie rotation support than I anticipated. Our big question of the day. We read the poll results earlier today. They continue to update. You can still vote at Jones and Mego. Yeah, 62% of you want to see both goalies in the series. Regardless,
Ryan Super Pack is
it is the Ryan Super Pack. Regardless of whether you want to see the goalie tonight, maybe not all of you want to see Ullmark tonight, 62% say, yeah, we should see both in this series, which I think is dumb. And if you're going to see both, something went wrong. Like, Swayman fell flat on his face. That's the only way I would want to see both goalies in this series. But no, there's been, if I'm misrepresenting it, there's been plenty of support for Ullmark.
Yep.
Plenty of support for the rotation. I mean, that's been the majority of the support, which floors me.
I'm surprised by that, too. Also, just so we're clear on this, in case the audience is thinking otherwise, we both agree that Swayman can play his way out of a start later on at some point in the series.
Yeah,
like, you're not sticking with him no matter what, right?
No, but I think you're going to pull the ripcord a little earlier than I am.
If he has two bad games in a row, I'd pull the ripcord.
Yeah, I mean, I guess define bad. I mean, if they're brutal, he gets his brains beaten.
If he has
in,
three
maybe.
Bad games in a row, we should probably think about making
a change.
No,
but you know what I mean? Like, if they just lose the next two and he's so-so, I'm probably not benching him. If he's horrible, that's another thing. But
for reference, how Ullmark was in the losses against Florida last year, where he gave up like 4, 5, and 6 goals. He has two games in a row like that, I'll move on.
Yeah.
But that's it.
But if they just lose two and he's so-so, I'll say it again. You know, they give up 3, 4 goals, he's iffy. And they lose both and they're down 2-1, I don't think I'm going to Ullmark. I don't trust Ullmark. I don't believe in Ullmark. And I don't think they do either. It's why they tried to trade him.
But
if you believe in the guy, if he loses
6-1
in two straight games and gives them no shot, then fine, let's talk.
Okay.
But if they just lose a couple of games, I'm not going away from Swayman. I'm not. Maybe you are. 617-779-7937. You can text us at 37937. I like this one. Guys, listen, it's not always about riding the hot hand. If I remember correctly, Gordon Bombay went to his bench and a cold goalie to win a gold medal.
That's true.
I don't think that was a gold medal.
What was it?
No, that was just...
It was like Pan American Games or something. Well, you win a gold medal in the Pan American Games, but Julie the Cat Gaffney came in and was a machine. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, was Goldberg really that good of a goaltender at the end of the day? I don't think he was.
Not until they tied him to the goal and all shot at him, remember? And he was like, oh, yeah, this doesn't hurt. I'm okay. Like, he was, after that, I feel like that really changed his trajectory.
I'll be honest, I was never very impressed with Goldberg. It was very much like an Ullmark situation going on. I kind of looked, I would have sold high on Goldberg, and I would have played Julie the Cat Gaffney, who was from Maine.
Is that right?
I think so. Jeremy Swayman went to the University of Maine.
Well, there you go.
She was from the great state of Maine. I don't know if it's Maine 1 or Maine 2, Arcan, but she was from one of them.
It's probably Maine 1. What I always liked is at the end, when she makes the big save on Gunnar Stahl, how everyone stops and they're like, where's the puck?
Where is it? It's
not in the net.
Yeah.
Where do you think it is? It's like she drops it and it's like, oh, wow, she saved it. It's like, yeah, we know.
No, it's a good point.
It didn't go in the net.
It's a good point. I mean, that score one for the goalie rotation. I did not. I look, when it comes to hockey, all things come back to, Mighty Ducks and D2.
Sure.
And I didn't factor enough into that one.
I don't
think fair.
D3 gets the love that it probably should get.
I've not seen D3.
I like D3.
Love D2.
Everybody likes the first two. I'm saying the third one.
Criminally
also
underrated?
A good movie. They basically just throw the rules of hockey out.
Lucas hasn't seen any of the Mighty Ducks films. You're saying start with 3.
I would start with 3.
Okay.
And go backwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like Star Wars.
Yeah.
They didn't start with 1. They started episode 4.
They were initially going to be the 3. Seton Hall, whatever they were, and then they finally got their jerseys back.
Throw out the best stuff.
Sweaters, excuse me.
They started with episode 4. They said maybe people will like this. They'll eventually see episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with D3. You start the kid with D3, work your way up to 1 and 2. I get it. I understand it.
Prominently featured the knuckle puck.
Six in D3?
They got a goal off the knuckle puck.
I think you're thinking of 2.
I think I'm thinking of 3.
Okay, 2, they
Kenan,
also...
Kenan
he tries,
Thompson was in D2.
And then in 2, he tries to remember, and they check him right before he can get the shot off. When he tries to do it against Iceland, he tries to do a knuckle puck, and they just destroy him.
Was Keenan back in the third one?
I didn't see the third one either.
Everybody was back in the third one.
Yeah, they're all just collecting checks at that point in time. That makes sense. 617-779-7937.
Good Burger hadn't taken off yet.
More of your feedback coming up. Arcan, what do we have coming up at Triple Play?
Triple Play today, which I'm not sure exactly how we're going to do it. Maybe we'll have Ryan run the segment here.
I mean, yes.
Well, yes. I was maybe thinking I could do it for you guys.
Oh.
Or Ryan could run it for us.
Oh.
Which, how would we to do that?
You pick up the slack one time. Let's go.
All right. Well, it's Buy or Sell Monday. We'll talk about the sports calendar. We'll talk about the chippiness in these two series. And we have some Patriots. Questions as well.
Okay, Triple Play next.
It's going to be a triple play.
It's time for the Triple Play.
Yes, triple play.
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's 3.
With Jones and Mago.
Triples is best.
4:45 on a weekday. That means it's time for Triple Play. Jones and Arcan is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Visit the 99 the day after the Red Sox win, and 99 Rewards members get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchased. The 99 Restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox, who are streaking, by the way. They have won three games against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I heard earlier today they were on pace for 106 wins.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, that's what I heard.
That sounds like some bad math right there. But what's not bad
Many people are saying.
Is Triple Play. It's a Monday, Jones and Arcan. It's Buy or Sell Monday. So let's start buying and selling.
Number one,
Jones, we'll start with you. Do you buy or sell that this is the best week of the sports calendar?
Yeah, I mean, this year I'll buy it only because the Patriots are such a high draft pick. Like, in general, I don't feel that way year in and year out. It's like, oh, it's round one of the NHL. It's round one of the NBA. It's the draft. I always like the draft. You know, the Masters just wrapped up. And so you can extrapolate it out to the month if you want. But right now, in terms of the consequence for Boston sports, it does feel like it's very much all culminating all at once. And it'd be nice if, for the purposes of talking about it as the best week on the sporting calendar, it'd be nice if you had at least conference finals or something like that going on with the draft. But no, I think this feels like a very consequential week. Will the Bruins get out of round one? Probably. The Celtics less so. The third pick is massive. And so if the Patriots are drafting in the 20s, I disagree. But because of how high their pick is, I'll buy that.
Yeah, I buy it too. And I think that there's other weeks, obviously the week of the Super Bowl and, you know, things like that. There's bigger events. But in terms of there being a lot going on at once and everything sort of being important at the same time.
Red Sox Guardians. Lionel Messi.
The Red Sox have a whole thing going on right now, and we're barely talking about them. They, you know, lost their best player and swept a good team.
The emergence of Cam Boozer?
The emergence of Cam Boozer was a big deal over the weekend. I was happy for him. And, you know, with both teams in the playoffs and the Patriots picking where they're picking, Jones, I agree. I mean, this is a very consequential week for every single team.
Is Messi playing?
Yes.
He's definitely playing.
Well, I don't know if he's definitely playing, but I think he's expected to.
I thought he didn't play on artificial turf. I thought that was his whole thing.
Oh, really?
That's what I thought. I thought he wasn't. I thought when this all came out and he came to the States, one of the first things we talked about is he's not even going to play at Gillette. And so that was what I thought. I'm curious. If he plays, though, throw another log on the fire. That's another event going on, along with Cam Boozer and the Bruins and the Celtics and the drafts. I buy it.
Well, maybe we'll get to the bottom of that in number two.
Number two.
Let me see what it says here. Nope, there's no mention of Messi here. Nope. Arcan, number two, do you buy or sell that there will be at least one ejection in either the Celtics Heat series or the Bruins Leafs series?
I'd buy it. I think so. I think that the Miami Heat are not done gooning it up the way that they have been. I think that there's a good opportunity here for one of their bench guys to come in and just be reckless under the basket. I think even in the Bruins Leafs series, too, Domi was out there rabbit punching guys in the back of the head in the third period of that game, and he was starting off that way. I think that there's going to be a lot of high tension here because both of the teams playing the Boston teams are overmatched. They both know it, and they're both going to try and scrap and claw to fight their way out of it. I think it is going to cross the line. I think there will be at least one ejection, yes.
Okay. Did you narrow it down? Which one, if you had to wager on one, which series do you think there's an ejection?
Probably a game misconduct in a hockey game. It's usually more common.
Okay. I don't really think there's going to be anything like that. I mean, maybe guys get kicked out, like you said. It's a game misconduct. There's fighting at the end of the third period or something like that, and they just kick them out for the night. Like, maybe something like that. But in terms of, like, actual guys getting ejected, suspended, that level, no. I don't see anything like that.
Well, game misconduct's an ejection. I mean, I consider that an ejection.
I know, but in a lot of cases, it depends on when it happens. In a lot of cases, it's like, guys, there's 5 minutes left. Quit screwing around.
Yeah, just go to the room. Yeah.
You know, if it's early enough in the game, maybe I'll meet you somewhere in the middle. But, you know, Haslam's not on the Heat anymore. He'd be good for coming in and clotheslining somebody.
Is he like a coach now or something?
Is he? I don't even know.
I think he has something to do with the team.
Well, then sure. Then he could rips off the breakaway pants and he gets out there and he tackles somebody.
It's going to be like a Nazem Kadri, like, all right, we're going to have a hearing after this, I think would be the level you're looking for.
Yeah, so to me, I don't see that happening. Certainly in the Celtics series, if it's going to happen, maybe it happens in Bruins Leafs. I don't see that happening. That doesn't tend to be what happens in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm not saying it never happens, but you want your guys out there. You don't want guys getting thrown out, not being able to play in the series. And so I would sell that happens in either of these series.
All right, one more.
Number three.
Number three, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but the draft is this week.
What?
I can't see the clock, but I'm sure
3 days, 3 hours, 10 minutes, and 30 seconds.
Thank you.
29.
27? 26?
25.
Number three for Buy or Sell Monday. Jones, do you buy that Elliot Wolf? Yep, that guy will be named general manager of the Patriots before week one.
I guess I buy it at this point in time, and here's why. I do think it's odd that he hasn't gotten the title. I think there's something going on, and my best guess, and Curran kind of hinted at this months ago, is that they're keeping him on a short leash to get him to do what they want at pick three. I think he's going to do what they want at pick three. And when I say do what they want, they're in charge of the pick. But he'll ultimately go along with it and sign off on it and publicly say it was my pick and all these other things. He's going to play the game with them. And if he plays the game and makes the pick they want at three, yes, I think he'll get the GM job. Now, Can they officially announce it before week one? I don't know about all the league protocols and everything else because
I didn't even think of that.
You're going to have to go through an interview process. But, right. like, in terms of him, if he's still here, Arcand, in week one, that means he got the job. He's not under contract, you know, beyond this draft, I don't think. And so I think he'll have the job because I think he's going to do what ownership wants and make the pick they want at pick three. Yeah, I think he'll have the job.
I think that he's going to still be here, but I think that they refrain from naming him the GM. I don't know why, but they have this weird thing about GMs now, and it seems like if they had any desire to make him the GM, that they could have done that before and gone through the interview process and done all of that in the time that they knew. Once they knew they were going to move on from Bill Belichick, which was back in Germany last December, whenever it was, that's when they could have started that process. That's when they could have had this all in motion. And the fact that they didn't tells me that they don't really believe in him. I do think that they want to have him in place to do what they say. But then going forward, I think there's a really good chance here that either they keep him around, but not as the GM, and he's just, you know, a front office guy who makes decisions, but ultimately it all comes down to what the Crafts want. I'm believing this Rossini report right now. Or, and this is a little bit more, I think, unrealistic, but possible.
Yeah.
They just completely blow them out and bring in a whole new front office, and they could do that. I mean, they have the opportunity to do that with all these expiring contracts. And listen, this it's not like it's been a great offseason. You know, it's not like Elliott Wolf's been knocking it out of the park week in and week out here. Maybe the draft will be great. We won't know that until at least a year from now anyway. So I think there's there's a real chance here that Elliott Wolf and his old cronies and everybody say, well, thank you. We got it from here, and we're going to bring in our own guys.
I agree. It hasn't been a good offseason. Do you blame Wolf for that?
No, but I can see the Crafts blaming
him
for it.
Well, maybe. I mean, they're the ones not spending. So it'd be odd if they blame Wolf for how the offseason has gone. But they've done strange things before. You referenced the Rossini report. The Patriots are listening and taking calls at pick three. She said, Elliott Wolf is running point, but I'm told Patriots president Jonathan Kraft is heavily involved in the decision-making. I'm not surprised at that. I've thought that for weeks, months. Wickersham wrote about this when Bill was out. Jonathan Kraft and Robin Glazer are going to run football ops. The person to my left, normally, Mego, who had to leave earlier. By the way, I'm now being accused of getting her sick. I was just sneezing off the air, but if you're watching on twitch.tv, you could see me holding in a couple of sneezes there. Which I know isn't good for you. But I'm being accused of getting her sick. Wouldn't it be the other way around? She left sick and now I'm sneezing. Wouldn't that be the other way? Don't they have that completely backwards?
Yes.
Also, I don't think she's not leaving because she had a couple of sniffies.
No.
She's leaving because, you know, she left her lunch there in the other room.
Woof, 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 woof.
I thought you'd been working on your wolf.
Ellie, woofy. Woof. I know. Woof, woof, woof.
I just figured out she's going to work on her woofs.
Yeah, no, she woofed earlier today. That's all right. But a lot of the Patriots beat, along with Mego, are surprised that Jonathan Kraft would be involved. I don't know why they wouldn't listen to Seth Wickersham. That's usually my rule of thumb. But the beat is surprised. Here's Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald. If Jonathan Kraft is heavily involved, the Patriots have some major explaining to do. And then they cited all these different quotes. Arcand, you brought one of these up from Gerard Mayo, where he said ownership doesn't want to be involved. That was from March 25th. Elliott Wolf on February 27th. Ultimately, it's my decision, along with Gerard. Robert Kraft said multiple times, Jonathan's not involved day-to-day. Ownership's input will be the same input I've had for the last three decades, which, by the way, that's his way of saying that it's not going to change. He's still going to have input, because Kraft had plenty of input over the last three decades. And so you can be surprised all you want on the Patriots beat. No, no, no. It's Elliott Wolf's call. No, ownership doesn't want to make the pick. Well, then I guess they're special and they're different than every other owner. Because when you pick this high and there are quarterbacks involved, the owners tend to get in the way. And I don't think they're any different here. I don't think they're special here. John's in Springfield on the goalie rotation. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I think they should go with what's practiced, practical, and promised. They're used to playing every other game. They should continue that. That way no one gets rusty or insulted and loses confidence.
Yeah, so I don't have a problem with them going back on their word. Because I never really felt like they were all that committed to their word in the first place, Arcand, but I think a lot of fans feel that way. You told us you were doing a rotation. Now one game, Swayman plays well, and you're going away from it? Why'd you tell us all along you were going to go with the rotation? I just didn't believe them when they said it. I never believed it, but if you did, I could see why you'd be pissed.
Yeah, And also to that, I say, when? Like, oh, did they lie? Did they lie and tell you they were going to have a rotation? I don't care about Ullmark's feelings on all this. Who gets insulted? Like,
yeah,
sorry.
Also, they also lie and say that Swayman and Ullmark are best friends. So
right.
Like, they lie about the goalies all the time.
Did they care about his feelings when they tried to trade him? Did
Bingo.
He care about their feelings when he vetoed the trade? Like,
Bingo.
No. This isn't like a touchy-feely kind of feel-good thing here. This was a little bit contentious, and it was contentious with Swayman, too. There's been contentiousness with the franchise and both of these goaltenders, so I don't really think there's any love lost between any of them. I think Ullmark and Swayman are friends. I don't think it's as I think they play it up for the cameras, but still, like, this isn't something where everybody's worried about everyone's feelings. Like, go out there and win and do what's best to win.
Yeah, exactly. And if they promise a rotation but they win a cup and they lean on one goalie, will you be okay with it? I imagine you will be.
I'll be so betrayed.
And so, as Arcan said, 617-779-7937. That's Triple Play each and every day at this time here on Jones and Mego, except she's not here. Arcand in here on WEEI today. Let's get back to the Celtics, the message that the Heat sent at the end. Is that sustainable? Are they going to bother the Celtics? Will it carry over to game two? We'll get to all of that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.